Hey everybody, thank you for tuning in once again for another episode of the Tamara Tamu Show, where dreams have no filter. So this will be the second episode for this week. Rather than me wait until next week to release this, this is something that came to me very quickly. So I believe that when that happens, that means that this is a message that cannot wait. So it needs to go out, regardless of if it's on schedule or not. So I titled this, "The Watered Down Version of You is No Longer Serving You." So what does this mean? So this show, you'll hear me say this time and time again, our words create things. So this show is not to convince you, to believe it or not. This is where I'm coming from. And so, that there's, for me, there's no argument in that. So your words are words. What we speak, they create things. I don't care if you say something and you're not really feeling it. If you keep saying the same thing over and over again, eventually it's going to get into your bones. You're going to start seeing things shift physically. Things are going to start to manifest, and we can determine what is going to manifest in our lives by what comes out of our mouth. All right. So you'll notice when you start to speak, when you start to voice your desires out loud, let's say you are a person who has written out the next phase of your life. You've written out what, how you really want to live, where you want to live, what country you want to live, what you want your house to look like, what you want your houses to look like, the type of car you want to drive. I'm talking about everything. You have a vision for your life. You'll notice that as you start to speak and listen and hear yourself speak what you want, you're going to start to notice that desires that you suppressed or perhaps even forgotten about, those will start to resurface. They will start to resurface. So I'm going to use myself as an example of this. So I have really started to really embrace the life that I want to live. I mean, really embrace it to the wildest version. Okay. I don't care what it looks like. I'm embracing all of it. So what has been happening is that when I was very young, I mean, I can remember 7 and 8 years old, I loved to entertain. I loved to sing. I loved to dance. And that has resurfaced. And so, like I was saying, when you start to allow yourself to say out loud what you really want, desires that you suppressed or maybe even forgotten about, they will start to resurface. They start to resurface because they never went away. And so, like I just said, you may be thinking, man, I forgot about that dream. Or, like I just said, I used to love to entertain as a child. You may be thinking, man, I used to love to paint when I was a child. I used to love doing this or doing that when I was a child. And then what happens is you're going to start to realize that you have been living a watered down version of yourself. Now, if that is jarring to hear, I use those words intentionally. If that's jarring to hear, then good. It means I've hit a nerve. So, this version of your life that you've been living is not, it's watered down because it's not, you have not been living in your full essence. You've not been living in your full essence. So think of the last time you've dreamt of something, you had a desire for something, and then you talked yourself out of it with false ideas like, oh, too old, it's too late. Oh, I'm not living in the right place, city, country, not enough time, not enough money. And listen, that not enough list can go on and on and on and on, and it can get very boring. So we're not going to even exhaust that not enough list. All right, you know what you have told yourself. So then what did we do? We settled for an alternative. You know, you wanted a certain career, but you settled for an alternative because it was, air quote, easier, or another air quote, more realistic. And let me remind you that when we settle for less than what we desire, that is never the easy route. So this settled life that you now have, or a settled career that you have, you may even like it. You know, you may even say, you know, I'm comfortable in it, you know, I'm grateful for it, and that's fine. All those things are good. However, every moment you spend in it, in the back of your mind, you're telling yourself, yeah, I like this, but I really want this. So here's an example. Let's say that you teach art. Let's say you teach a creative writing class. Well, let's say you teach a creative writing class, but really what you want to do is be a writer. You want to use your creative writing skills to write a novel. Another example of this is, let's say that you're let's use social media. Let's say you're a social media marketing manager, you know, for a theater company or a place that hosts plays. When really what you desire the most is to be the one on stage performing. So when you look at how you have watered down your dreams versus what really gives you energy, this is not to, it's not meant for us to judge ourselves or to even judge the choices that we have made to get us to this point. All it does, it gets us to realize that this version of us, this what I'm going to say it again, and I'm purposely saying this because I hope that it's jarring. I want it to be. Because it every time I when I realized this, I thought, oh wow, this is very jarring to realize when you realize that you've watered down your life. And that is no longer serving you. Not to judge, but it's to get us to realize what we've done. This watering down what we want is no longer serving us. It is time to embrace what energizes you. It's time to step into those opportunities and experiences that make us feel expansive. And what do I always, if you are a regular listener of the show, thank you, by the way. So, for you new listeners, the thing that I always say on this show is after each and every episode, the purpose is to get all of us to embrace the audacity of our visions so we can transcend into new levels of possibility, new levels of living and being. So our vision is supposed to be what our intellect would consider, quote, too big. It should be what our ego would consider too big or too much. What I know and what I am convinced is that when we came here, when we came into this life, we came here with treasures. What are those treasures? Those treasures are those desires that we either forgot or we suppressed. We came here with treasures in our dreams to be lived fully on this earth. That is our purpose. So, I invite you to step into a new paradigm, a new way of thinking, and understand. See if you can. I just invite you to just embrace this. Understand that those dreams that you came into this world with have already been completed. Can you consider that? That it's already been completed and it was just given to you to say, here, this is already done. Now just enjoy the journey and take inspired action to get there because it's already done. And all we have to do is just open our hands to receive that. That's what I know. So I invite you to, you know, try that paradigm on. And also to affirm this, because remember, our words, they create things. So affirm this. The inspired actions that I take confirm my agreement with the divine vision for my life. The inspired actions that I take confirm my agreement with the divine vision for my life. All right, so that is a short bonus episode for this week. I hope that you enjoy. Please share this episode, share this entire podcast with those that you know. And until next time, cheers.